April 13, Modern Morality. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. Christians sometimes argue that a moral slide should be actively resisted because we're a Christian nation. I don't know any nation on earth right now that could genuinely be called Christian. In the past, this wasn't the case. Many nations genuinely valued a wholesome lifestyle. Moral integrity was not knowingly compromised. Decisions were made on good and right principle rather than their attractiveness at the next election. Paul and Timothy's world was not Christian. It was morally dark and compromising. Violence, corruption, and immorality were commonplace. This is the dark world Jesus came into as a man, and the dark world that put him to his death. This was the same dark world that now had Paul in prison, chained like a criminal, awaiting death. As the gospel of God's light shines into this dark world, one of two things will happen. Those who hear the message will turn to its light or away from it. It's rare for there to be no reaction. Sharing this message isn't a choice. It's a command, as in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. We have to do what Jesus said, but we have to do it knowing how our world treated Jesus. We can't expect everyone to react differently to us. We're taking his light into the darkness. Don't expect everyone to turn on you, but don't be so naive as to think the whole world will welcome this extraordinary message. Our part is to share the gospel, whether it's welcomed or rejected. Make sure you play your part successfully.